Network Marketing 2.0, episode 071. For show notes and other resources, tools, free training, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios with episode number 71. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about 5 top secrets about travel network marketing companies to consider immediately. Travel network marketing companies are searched for all over. You know, people have the idea that they can travel, they can have freedom. You know, the truth of the matter is that travel is one of the most fun things and most freedom oriented thing that people can do. Especially in the United States of America, people typically have maybe 2 or 3 weeks vacation in a whole year, and because of that they don't have the freedom to travel whenever they want to. So one of the things that travel network marketing use to recruit people is the idea that you can travel whenever you want to. And they're so very, very, you know, crafted the way they do it that if you haven't been around the rodeo a few times, you'll be sold on the fact that you can travel anytime, forgetting that you still have maybe a day job that you still have to answer to. Not just that, there's always a cost associated with travel. Even if someone is paying for your flight ticket, even if somebody gave you a free ticket all the way to the Caribbean, multiple times a year, there's expenses attached to those kind of travel. They can get very expensive. So that's one of the things you need to consider when you're considering travel network marketing companies. Always remember when you are building a business that everything costs money, even if it's free, okay? Everything costs money, even if it's free. The other day, I was privileged to be in a seminar with my wife. She got a call from these people. They offered her free everything. They're going to give her this free travel, this, that, and they're going to do a presentation. As soon as I saw it, I didn't necessarily see an opportunity for travel network marketing opportunity. I didn't. What I saw was an opportunity to listen through somebody's presentation and see how they would present it. I was willing to learn how they present their business, how they present their opportunity, and most importantly, how they present the product. To say the least, I was very intrigued. I learned a lot from that process because I was looking at it. They had all the upsells down to par. They literally did like upsell and then give discounts and this and that. And before the end of the night, I was tempted to spend $13,000 to $15,000 on a travel package. But when I started to really pay attention to it, one of the biggest questions that I asked them was, you have all these destinations and all these places people can lodge into. Do you have access to everything else that's going on in that city? And then they started to open up to me and tell me that no, that will be additional expenses on your own part. Now, that's absolutely fine. I still think there's a lot of value in what they sell. However, it's not exactly the picture that a lot of people have when they are trying to join a travel network marketing business, okay? A lot of people just have that thing that's just going to be free. Well, there's nothing that's free, and you should never be looking for anything free, okay? You should never be looking for anything free, because if you join a network marketing company that does travel as a product or as a membership, how do you expect to get paid if everything is free, right? If they're offering you free, hey, maybe it's going to be a good leverage to get you started. Maybe it's going to be a good leverage to get you selling some of those packages as a rep of a travel network marketing company. But for you as an individual, is it necessarily free? No, it's not. Okay? It's never going to be free because you don't want it to be free, because if it's free, then you don't get paid. Does that make sense? So I just wanted to point that out. Plus, the last secret that I'm going to give you right now. So I probably gave you about 15 secrets already instead of 5. But let me give you this one last secret right here. Okay. The same skills are required. You need to learn how to market. You need to learn how to prospect. You need to learn how to talk to people. You need to learn psychology of human beings if you're going to be successful in a travel network marketing company. Nothing changes. As a matter of fact, your product is not necessarily the travel packages or the memberships, okay? Your product remains an opportunity for an individual to walk away from a day job, an opportunity for an individual to fire their boss, an opportunity for an individual to control their own destiny, especially from a financial standpoint, an opportunity for a person to become an entrepreneur, an opportunity for you and another person to learn leadership, which is the most scarce commodity in the whole world, an opportunity for you and another person to learn marketing, which is a skill that you can use in any industry, in any niche, to literally build an empire for yourself without even necessarily the travel network marketing company or business itself. So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.